This is the news, according to me. Wait for it.
Is that your latest idea?
Okay, that's my. I get this stuff on the fly. I don't know. I never know what's coming out of my mouth.
Somehow that doesn't surprise me.
That's why my wife is usually worried every time she takes me along with her to an event.
Yeah, I just can't imagine that.
Yeah.
I think she deserves a medal.
She does, probably. Yeah. Medal of Freedom. She can be like, was it Belichick that turned it down because he didn't want to take it from Trump?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I haven't heard that one.
Is it Coach Belichick, I think is his name?
I thought Belichick and Trump were buddies. Maybe that's Brady and Trump that are buddies.
He was going to give him the Medal of Freedom?
Uh-huh.
He turned it down because he didn't want to take it from Trump.
Oh, what a moron.
Yeah, because Trump's the bad guy.
I never liked him anyways.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
The sports arena is just taking a beating this year.
Yeah, I don't really feel all that sorry for
them. No, they've brought it on themselves.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
I mean, you know, if you hit your head with a hammer, you're going to feel pain.
If I just keep doing this, maybe it'll get better.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So that's a great idea.
Whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. Boy, yeah, Rabbi Rick's got a short day today. He can't be with us for very long, so we have to get a lot of information in a short period of time.
Yeah, well, I'm still planning on an hour. Yeah,
okay.
Unless
right.
You're trying to kick me out.
Yeah, he can only stay for 5 minutes. See you later. And I'm going to play a video for that part.
And here all this time I thought.
Yeah. I was going to try to do a special report this afternoon and have, because I have the whole Lindsey Graham speech that he did on Thursday recorded.
Why would you put yourself through that?
Well, because I know. I have a vomit bucket beside me.
Yeah.
And I have a little mute button so nobody has to listen to that. That's one of the buttons we should have over here is a little... a vomit button. So you just push the button and it goes,
wait, I got to take my mask off.
Yeah. Just have a tube hanging out the side.
That's right.
Yeah. But the, no, he, a lot of the stuff that he says in that speech is a lot of the problems we're having right now with the rhetoric that's going on. Because he starts right off.
He has a problem with the rhetoric or he's...
No,
oh,
he
know,
is
okay,
the problem
gotcha.
With the rhetoric.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
kidding.
This is the guy that should be standing up for it and saying, let's have some calm here and not calling everybody that was in the group a domestic terrorist.
Right.
And he just goes on and on about this stuff.
You know what's really mind-boggling about all this rhetoric that's happening today after the, quote, Capitol riots is they keep referring to him, as domestic terrorists or white supremacists or... insurrection.
It's insurrection.
Yeah. And you know what? Do you know what the definition of an insurrection is? It's like an armed, you know, you're there to overthrow something.
Yeah.
And they got in the building. And what did they do? They all walked around. Yeah, that's an insurrection going on.
They were
there.
Really there. You know, I think if anybody would have, if I would have wanted to get in there, it wouldn't have been to hurt anybody. It would have been to do what they did when Kavanaugh was getting, you know, the hearings were going on.
Right.
They went in and basically took the place over.
Well, you can't, no, that's a worthy cause.
No, of course it is, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
electing a judge to the Supreme Court, you know, that's, you know, and he's literally the poster boy for perfect person, you know, and they're trying to paint him.
Well, I was just so scared because I thought he was going to rape me.
Well, I did this, and then I did that, and everything I say ends with an up speak, and every time I talk, it always sounds like...
I do feel like Marfin now.
Have you ever seen Cuomo and her in the same room together?
Yeah.
Well, this is what we're going to do, because now we're going to do this. We're going to shut down all the businesses.
Maybe he's trying to, you know, put on that teenage girl thing or something.
Maybe he identifies as a...
Well, you never know.
Yeah, you never know.
He might.
I told you. We talked about this yesterday. the guy from one of the co-founders of the Lincoln Project?
Did we talk about that? Right, okay.
Yeah, he got arrested.
Well, I don't know if we talked about it, but I remember you mentioned it to me.
Okay, I don't know if we talked about it on the show or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one guy.
A bunch of weirdos.
He got arrested for grooming and assaulting young men. I think it's called
pedophilia. Yeah, there you go.
I'm not sure. There's a certain age cutoff. Like a minor is a certain age, that it's not pedophilia after a certain age. So maybe he was, fell within that age group that wasn't pedophilia. Yeah. But you know what? It's all the same to me.
Yeah. Yeah. They all deserve what they got coming. Yeah.
Because it outrages me. And of course, of all people, Al Franken was just interviewing a guy from the Lincoln Project last week. Now, why would Al Franken, a radical leftist,
yeah,
who's also happens to be a pervert, he ended up interviewing this guy who was, I think it was Rick Wilson from the Lincoln Project, one of the co-founders, good buddies with his other buddy, John Weaver, I think it was one of, so they end up in this conversation, this is just this last week that he interviewed him. Mm-hmm. Of course, then he posted it on his podcast, just the day after the insurrection or whatever. But he goes on and on about how, and I don't understand. I don't understand how these people can change history.
Yeah.
Al Franken goes through this whole spiel about how they found votes.
Right.
And somehow Trump overturned the election because he found votes in somebody's closet.
Jeez. He's talking about 2016.
I'm pretty sure that's the story that happened to Al Franken. Franken's the one who did that. They found all the, 30,000 3,000 votes in somebody's trunk of his car, and they were all for him.
Yeah.
Now he's turning it around and sounding like it was Trump that did that.
Right.
What's going on with these people?
Yeah.
And he has this.
Well, that's what they do. They project what they've done onto other people to take the focus off of them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's like we're gonna because
that's like calling this whole thing an insurrection.
Yeah.
Well, wait a second. An insurrection is one of the things that I failed to mention. Your intent of an insurrection is to overthrow the government. Well, they were all walking around, and they weren't trying to do any overthrowing that I saw. None of them that we saw were armed. Otherwise, I'm sure you would see pictures of that over and over and over again.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And. But if you want to talk about an insurrection and let's call a spade a spade. Well, what would you call the chop zone? And then, that's setting up your own little zone.
Yeah.
That's and burning down police buildings.
Yep.
Hmm. Oh, but those are peaceful protesters.
Yeah, those are because they have a just cause.
Yeah. And Joe and Kami are going to raise money for their bail.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the
it's just so backwards. It really does want to make you puke.
Yeah, it's the fault of the police officers for doing their job and enforcing the law. So we're going to bail you out because they were unjust. And then you've got something like this that happens, and you've got Lindsey Graham saying they should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, and they're domestic terrorists, and he wants to see them sit in jail.
He had a brief moment of clarity in the Kavanaugh hearings. He actually did what a Republican, any red-blooded Republican should have been doing a long time before he actually finally had enough.
Yeah.
But now he's back to this.
Yeah.
Well,
it's just like the guys with the Lincoln Project. They're being interviewed and patted on the back for being the good Republicans. Because they're...
Oh, because they know how to roll over.
Because they're rolling over and playing nice.
Yeah.
It's just like Romney.
Right.
Romney thought he was gonna be the good guy.
He's not a Republican.
They're gonna treat him well. And then he went to run for president. How'd they treat him?
Mm-hmm.
Treated him like he was the biggest misogynist dirtbag. And they treated him like Trump.
Yeah.
But then now he's forgotten about it again. He's still playing the game. And you got these guys from the Lincoln Project doing the same thing. Now Lindsey's doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. Oh well, we can get along now, and that's not the way they play.
Yeah, how's that working for you? Here's the thing what's interesting is when they start being censored, President Trump is, then I wonder if they'll have a light bulb moment. I don't know.
No, they won't. No,
but here's the interesting thing, it's got to be bad when they. ACLU.
Yeah, I was just gonna, I knew where you were going.
Comes out and says, it's probably not a good idea to be banning Trump like that.
Yeah.
You know, they weren't like all fire and brimstone, but they did make the statement. And for them to even say that.
For them to come out and say
for
anything.
For President Trump.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, something's you know, if that doesn't make everybody take a pause.
Right. Right. Because they're not exactly a right wing Trump supporting organization over there.
No.
So, yeah, for them to say that, they know and hey, this is going to backfire on
and
us.
And I saw even like, you know, Trump, of course, he gets along with Merkel over in Germany like crazy.
Yeah.
Right. Her,
France,
and Australia.
Yeah, Mike.
All those leaders came out and in support of, you know, hey, this Trump, you shouldn't be taking
Trump
off.
They don't like this. They don't.
You know, have a light bulb moment, seriously. Yeah, yeah. I mean, because it's not big tech's position to decide if or not your content is acceptable on the internet. I mean, if you do break their rules of contract, okay, that's a different story.
Yeah, it's very different, yeah.
But, you know, prove that.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's...
And it should make everybody scared, because if they can do that to... If they can do that to the President of the United States, they can do it to anybody.
Anybody, yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, and they have done it to a lot of smaller guys that just, you don't know. Like Laura Loomer, they did it to her, what was it, 6 years ago, started doing it to her, and she was put out for a long time.
But we're, I just had a, here's what we need to have happen. Let's get the CEOs of Facebook and Twitter, let's have a Senate committee. And have them come before the Senate committee.
Oh, that'll really roast them.
And let them have it.
Oh, just really let them have it.
That's what we need to do.
Boy, that'll work.
Yeah.
That'd be worth our taxpayers' money.
Isn't that a good idea?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we should spend a lot of money on that. Maybe have cameras there and watch them on camera.
Absolutely. Let America see them getting mad at them.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Yeah.
Because they can squirm in their chair and act like they care.
Wait.
I should write a song about
that. Haven't we saw that?
I hear a song coming.
Seems like a repeat.
Squirm in your chair and act like you care. Come on out of that if you dare.
No, that's Jerry Nadler.
Go to the airport if you dare. See how that works. Yeah, this was speech I was talking to you about Lindsey. It was right before he went to the airport.
Mm.
He's talking about, I got to get back to South Carolina, and then I can I'll come back and help with this transition. It's like he's all real big on helping with getting this transition done. Oh, that's all about getting this transition done.
What's that mean? What are you seriously going to do to help with the transition?
They sign papers and stuff. That's all they do.
Oh,
sit around, talk, have parties.
It's all hot air.
It is. It's a bunch of blokes that, you know, when they talk about shutting down the government, there's a lot of non-essential people I know
don't
of
get
in
me
the
started
Capitol.
On that.
It's just like, well, it's like, yeah. Yeah. Well, term limits, campaign finance reform.
Yep.
More pay after you leave the office.
And you got to abide by all the rules that
you make.
Yeah. Including health care.
Yeah. And no more Capitol Police.
Yeah.
You know, all the things he said in that speech, if I would have been like a major guy in the Capitol Police.
Mm-hmm.
If I took my job seriously, if I was all in and that job meant everything to me,
mm-hmm.
I can understand why the guy committed suicide.
Yeah.
Because he basically said they should be at least if they would be in the military, they'd be court-martialed. They'd be, you know, they'd be relieved of service.
Oh,
and
please.
Going on and on about this whole thing. And I was like, okay, if he heard that speech, now I know why he killed himself.
Here's the thing. It just boils my potatoes that, I mean, they are just out there bloviating about all this.
Yeah. Yeah.
And maybe they were over the whole summer when all these riots were going on and the media just
didn't
play them.
They weren't saying anything. No, they weren't saying anything.
But, you know, I find that hard to believe.
Yeah.
Because if there would have been anything controversial said by a politician against the peaceful protests that burned down $2 billion worth of property.
Yeah.
That would have made the news.
Yeah.
So please spare me your bloviating, because it's hollow. It really is.
Yeah.
It's BS.
They use the same. They use the race card all the time.
Oh yeah.
For eight years, we couldn't say anything about BO's policies because he He was black, half black, but we won't get into that.
Oh, yeah.
So, because we couldn't speak to the half of his policies because he was half black.
Yeah.
So we were racist if you said anything about the fact you didn't like any of his policies. Now, so they were using BLM to cover the whole thing of if you say anything bad about it,
well,
then you're racist because now you don't like the fact that they're burning down cities.
Never mind that their website basically, you know.
They're Marxists.
They're Marxists.
Blatantly Marxist, yeah, and
but because
anti-family.
Because we have Black Lives in the title,
yeah,
you know, as far as I'm concerned, you have to put an adjective before lives, you're a racist.
Exactly, yeah.
All lives matter.
Lives matter, yeah. Let's just put it that way. Yeah, it's, and when you break into a restaurant where people are just trying to eat food and have a nice dinner,
right,
and you take over the place, mm-hmm. and you force everyone to raise their fist and say, Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
That sounds like something the brown coats would do.
Yeah, no kidding.
Brown shirts, whatever they call them. That's fascism.
Yeah.
When you force people to do that, which is, that's like saying you have to say Heil Hitler. If you don't say Heil Hitler, then you're an enemy. You're an enemy of the state. It's the same thing.
Did you say Whitler?
Whitler.
Whitler.
That's in Michigan. You have to say that. Whenever you walk into the room, you raise your hand and say, Heil Whitler.
Whitler.
And then she says, every time I hear her on the radio now, it's like she's wearing 10 masks.
You know, I'm surprised we haven't seen a meme of her with like a little Hitler mustache or something.
Well, she's got one underneath the mask. You can't see it. She needs to wear a mask that has a little thing under it. Yeah.
Oh,
it's interesting how,
man.
I was out talking to some people today. I went out, I just run some errands, and it was interesting the conversations I got into. And people are upset.
Oh,
they're really mad. And these aren't necessarily like political people. But
Trump made that statement today when he was talking to the press. He said people are upset about this impeachment thing.
Yeah,
yeah. And
you're just adding. He's agreed to peaceful transfer of power.
Right.
So he's like, what? Why do you keep pushing this? And of course, hey, did you see the? Did you see what it looks like? What he put on Parler? Have you seen this?
No.
I'm hoping I can pull it up.
Well, Parler's not. How you mean?
This was before it went down. Yeah.
Oh, before Amazon canned it.
Yeah. Before they broke the law and did all that.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Well, Parler's a bunch of racists.
That's true.
Yeah. We can't have that.
Yeah, let's see if I can find this because it's. I read it this morning on this morning show, and it's. It's pretty funny when you actually like read it for real because. What's that? Somebody sent me something else. Trump, maybe. I don't know what that is. It looks like, what's his name?
I don't know who that is. Trump posted this on Parler.
Yeah, this was posted by the news team on Trump News at Parler or something like that.
Hmm.
Here it is. See what it says. So it says, Dear Patriots, when Nancy Pelosi contacted the Joint Chiefs to request the nuclear codes be kept from me, it appears she committed a seditious act. Her attempts to interfere in my administration are a national security threat. We are looking at the various federal criminal statutes we will use to charge her. It doesn't say that we might use. It says that we will use to charge her. Some of the penalties include up to 20 years in prison.
That won't go.
And in
well.
Some cases, the death penalty. We also have evidence, probably her laptop. We also have evidence that she has Communist Party connections to the Chinese Communist Party.
No.
CCP, which will lead to additional charges. Thank you for your support. And please spread the word that this is my official Parler account.
So
it's before it went down. Now, what's funny about this is, you know, he didn't really care whether he was putting this out to any of his followers.
Right.
This was for Nancy.
Yeah. No.
He knows Nancy's going to hear this.
Hey, Nancy, you won't be getting a blowout in prison on your hair anyway.
Oh, man, this is funny. But it's, so if it is him, it's his shot over the bow kind of thing.
That's yeah.
Kind of, but it's, it's like, what we will be charged. Now, here's the point, though. Here's the problem.
Yeah.
Who's going to take up the charges? Who are you going to file? Is the Attorney General going to go after her?
Well, no, they don't go after real criminals.
No. But what she did was absolutely an act of insurrection.
Well, yeah, we talked about that.
So it's like, I mean, if you look at the definition, I had the definition up this morning. I was actually reading it. It's like, yeah, that is actually the definition of sedition, was what she did. Now,
yeah.
What Trump did, what they're accusing Trump of doing, is also what sedition is. But that's not what he did.
Yeah.
When he said, quote, march down to the Capitol peacefully and patriotically and let your voices be heard.
Yeah.
That's what they're going after.
Yeah.
Right. He never told them to do anything else, and he was probably fully expecting...
patriotically is a racist,
it's become the new
racist
word. Yeah.
Well, yeah, and also it's inciting violence.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, to be a patriot,
just like the flag with a snake on it, don't tread on me. That's a race. That's a violent flag.
Yeah.
All the flags are violent.
Well, you know, come to think of it, all I gotta do is look at that, and I just get mad. Yeah, I want to go burn something down.
Yeah, it makes me. Charges me up, gets me ready to go.
Never thought of that before. Why is that?
I don't know. Something magic with that flag.
Dang it.
Should make a mask out of that flag. It'd be magic.
Now that I think about it, when I hear the word patriot, it makes me want to go postal.
Yeah. Have you heard about what's going on with some of the airlines, some of the flights? Going in and out of D.C., what some of the stuff that was happening.
Oh, yeah. People are shouting USA, USA. USA.
And they diverted the aircraft.
Yeah.
If I would have been the captain of that aircraft, I would have said, I'm going to drop you guys off. One by one, wherever you want to go.
Yeah, that's right.
I have no problem. If you guys have connections, I'm just going to drop you off over there.
That is the insanity of what we live in right now.
Yeah, it's so ridiculous.
Everything is backwards.
They were starting to sing, was it the National Anthem or God Bless America?
National Anthem. Yeah.
And they booted everybody off the plane.
Yeah. You know, I bet if they would have started burning a flag on the plane, that would have been fine.
Okay. Yeah. Or Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
Black Lives Matter. Or, you know, pigs in a blanket, fry them.
Yeah.
Pigs, you know, what? It's like fry them like bacon or whatever they're saying.
Oh, my God.
That would have been okay, too. You know, that would have been okay.
Because we all feel safer around that rhetoric.
Yeah. That's much better.
Yeah.
People who hate the country.
Yeah.
Obviously are much better. Mm. We're much better off with that group.
Yeah.
Or like Death to America. That would probably have been better.
Yeah.
Or Al-Akbar.
You know, sitting next to a guy with Viking horns on his head. That makes me feel good, too. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, he has an eating disorder. He can only eat organic food.
Shocker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This guy's a wacko.
Yeah. No, really?
But
no kidding.
Typical Trump supporter. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Put him in, bring some charges against him and only give him processed food.
Oh, he's in jail. Yeah, and that's he's getting sick. His mother's concerned because he can only eat organic food or he gets sick.
Huh.
So she's all concerned about because he has to eat.
Is Comey going to bail him out?
He can't eat. Yeah, there's probably bail.
Yeah.
Now the other guy that had the lectern had Nancy's podium lectern thing. Mm. He's out on bail for $25,000.
Ah.
He's out walking around.
Well, Nancy probably bailed him out.
Have you seen the pictures of Leonardo DiCaprio's picture
Something
posted on his?
No.
It's like photoshopped on his face as he's carrying the lectern. He's got that weird look, kind of that smiling, that goofy face on. It's hilarious.
Oh my gosh.
So Lindsay's all upset that everybody, you know, he had a point. One point he had was valid. He said anybody could have infiltrated them. You know, they had backpacks on the size of his desk, he said. Of course, I don't know how that works.
But, are we talking about some giant in the land?
I know,
or something?
Yeah. It would have taken. These guys were little pipsqueaks that I saw. But he says, that, you know, all this stuff about him. And it's like, and somebody could have gotten in and with a bomb or something, I suppose, because they were not coming through security. They were just coming in any way they wanted to.
Yeah.
They could have had a chemical agent. They could have had a bomb. It is possible something bad could have happened. So there is some seriousness to that.
Okay, well then, Lindsay, if you're going to say things like that, then how do you explain the videos that show the cops letting them through?
Thank you. Yes.
Come on.
I've got plenty of video evidence of that.
Yeah, and that's the thing about, you know, everything on the left, when they go crazy about stuff like this is they only want to see one side of
it. Yeah.
You know, again, same thing with the election. If it's fair and balanced, show the votes.
Yeah, let's see it.
Let's be transparent.
Yeah.
What do you even got to hide?
Yep.
Sorry, trust us doesn't work.
No.
Not with your track record.
Not when last year we were spending 4 years basically saying that Trump was an illegitimate president because the Russians hacked the election.
Yeah.
They didn't believe the results of that election, and said they still say he's an illegitimate president, and that Hillary actually won.
A 2-year Mueller investigation.
Yeah.
And we can't spend a couple of weeks to look into the current election. As soon as it got overwhelming evidence,
by November 5th, it's said and done, and it's over with, and this is the best election ever, and everything. All we got was banners everywhere on every video you watch, every place, all over social media.
Yeah.
The election's done and over with.
Yeah,
it's all certified. It's all done.
Yeah,
nothing to see here.
Yeah, it's just somebody posted on a link earlier today, and I saw it was an article, and I opened it up just for, and I couldn't even get through the first sentence because the headline was "Radicalized Trump Supporters Riot in Washington D.C."
Jeez,
I mean, there's half of that sentence. Over half of that sentence is wrong.
Yeah,
you can't. It's blatantly false.
Yeah.
But that's what the left does.
That's what they do. Yeah, and it won't matter whether it comes out that these guys were actual Trump supporters or not, and whether they were instigators and doing other things.
And what scares me about that whole premise is that if the left, if big tech, which is essentially the left, is successful in shutting down all other forms of communication, then that's all we're going to be fed.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah. And you'll be punished by organization. Like right now, they're asking, Hallmark is asking Josh Hawley for their campaign donations back. They want their money back.
Oh, my word.
Because he objected to this election and it caused all this issue. The objection was perfectly legal and perfectly constitutional. Nothing wrong. And the Democrats have done it before. But what they're saying is, if you're objecting to that, then you're a part of this group that the insurrection thing, you know, that happened, the attack on the Capitol and the attack to the process.
Man.
It's like, you guys did it, and it was okay when you guys did it. But now, it's a double standard thing that just drives me up a wall.
You know what? Get Uncle Joe on the phone.
Yeah, let's get him on the phone. Where's he at? Like, I think I got his number here somewhere.
He could be unifying us right now.
He could be. Why isn't he out there doing that?
I don't know.
Does he even know? Is he still running for Senate?
What about Commie?
Commie could be doing something.
They need to both be on.
Yeah, they should be.
Where is
their voice right now?
Yeah. I mean, they're the...
I'll tell you, actually, Biden did make a speech, and I should have recorded it because it is actually the most... It is blatant. He's basically just like Lindsey. It's the same language that's come out of Lindsey's mouth.
Well, they all got the same teleprompter.
Exactly.
Brock's back there, running the feed on the teleprompter.
Yeah. Well, here's... I think this might be Joe. Let's see if he's... So I can get a hold of him here.
Is he in the building?
He might be here. I think he was down he was down in the bathroom there somewhere.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Another sad state of affairs when you have the supposed fairly elected president and vice president pretty quiet about and for the most part on all this kind of stuff. You know, they could be saying things to try to, they could be telling Pelosi to, you know, get her panties out of the big wad that they're in and down the bottle of booze and come back, try to be lucid about this.
Yeah,
I mean, seriously, it's absolute madness, for them to go after. Oh, and I saw that. Did the House vote on evoking the 25th Amendment on Trump today?
It had to happen by 9 o'clock this morning.
Yeah,
they had 24 hours. Trump and the cabinet had 9 o'clock had till 9 o'clock. They didn't do it, so they did. So they started immediately with the impeachment process. I think they're supposed to vote on that today.
Well, regardless, it's still going to take it has to be a 2/3 majority in the Senate for the impeachment to go through. It's not going to happen.
They can't even have a session, I don't think, until the 19th or 20th. So
yeah, and so now they're talking about doing it in absentia or he's gone.
About yesterday, yeah, yeah,
yeah, that's
because they can go back and get him. Well, it's like
so. What's the point?
Well, it's exactly. He's already out of office.
It's because they're worried about
him. They don't want him running again.
Yeah.
Well, why are they so worried about it if he lost by such a great margin?
Well, yeah, Joe got 10 million more votes but than he did.
Do they not think those people are going to show up again?
Yeah. What's the matter?
What's the problem here?
Huh? I mean, if you can still win election once, you can
you got four more years
to hone your skills.
To build up your support. You think if he comes back? Yeah, they're scared because they know
we're gonna need another COVID crisis. In 4 years.
Well, that's the other thing too. They probably know that COVID isn't gonna be around in 4 years. They can't count on that.
Yeah, need a new strain.
They'll come up with something. Great.
Call Beijing.
Yeah, they'll work it out.
We need something new.
Yeah, it's amazing to me. And they do. The rhetoric is really what is fueling so much of this, and the media and the way the media just plays into it. Every time they ask him a question, it just they use the preamble of So when the domestic terrorist rioters violently attacked the, you know, they have all these descriptors before they even ask the question.
Here's a question for you.
Okay, I've got an answer.
Who's steering the bus?
Yeah.
Is it the media or is it the Democrat Party?
Yes. What's the difference? You repeat yourself.
But there's no difference, but still, I often wonder about that because at least lately I've been thinking about that.
I think that there, it's a good question. And I think, you know, there's the DNC. Isn't there like another Democrat organization? It's not just the Democrat National Committee. There's another one like the DCC or something. Or it's called,
who knows?
There's some other kind of organization that kind of coordinates all their campaigning stuff. And there's people behind the scenes that run, just like the people that run AOC. She's the puppet. They tell her what to say.
Yeah.
And there's all these people. And Cenk Uygur from Young Turks has an organization. Mm-hmm. That organization is the one that set up. Of course, what's funny about that is he was running for office as well during that whole thing, and a whole bunch of their people got in, but he didn't. he lost miserably.
Nice.
And but AOC got in, and
we all knew that the squad was going to get
re-elected.
Well,
you know, because a drink of water,
a
glass of water with a D on it can win. Or like Nancy Pelosi actually compared her to a glass of water. A glass of water in her district. A glass of water in her district.
When was the last time Nancy drank a glass of water?
She probably is that vodka? Does it look like vodka? So yeah, she probably spit it out. The she might melt actually if she got wet.
Yeah, but she was set up.
He might put the I'm melting.
Not before you go to prison.
That's right. You know, I hope she lives a long time because she's got 20 years. I want her to live long enough to live out every day of her sentence.
That was funny. I'm glad you showed me that thing that Trump put out because you can just picture Nancy. She's probably got the shakes.
Oh my gosh,
she's so mad.
She probably can't see straight. Right, of course she probably can't see straight anyway. I don't know how much worse it could be, but she's probably. I mean, her head's got to pop. One of these days, she's going to get up to talk, and her head's just going to pop off.
Yeah, I know. Her hair's not going to be able to hold it down.
Her head will blow out. It's going to be more of a blow up than a blow out. Her head's just going to boom. That's going to be interesting. I'm surprised she's not had a stroke over the last 4 years the way she's acted.
Yeah,
she just gets so worked up about ripping up your speech.
It kind of makes you wonder what they're all taking to keep going.
I know.
I mean,
there's a conspiracy theory.
There's some weird thing. I mean, Joe was not lucid very often.
No.
On the campaign trail.
No.
And
all of a sudden,
makes you wonder how he. What did they do to get him to keep a train of thought for an hour?
They put a teleprompter in front of him. Well, they had to have had an earpiece implanted in that guy.
That's crazy talk.
I think he had the questions ahead of time. There was some analysis of that thing.
Yeah.
And there were some people who really watched the things that were being said and the way the conversation was going back and forth. And they said, he had prior knowledge of these questions because the way he was responding to them.
Right.
Like he knew they were coming. So he would be, like his body language showed that he was.
Are you? Oh, no, that can't happen.
Well, that's just a bunch of hooky.
Are you saying that they're in the tank for Joe?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
No, Chris Wallace was the most fair individual there.
He's my hero.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a great guy. Yeah. Bless his heart.
that's another example of the Republicans need to just pull their head out of their butt. Seriously. Yeah. But they don't want to, because they all just want to roll over and be good Republicans.
Yep.
You know, the way the whole debate debacle is structured, and what, you know, and what they agree to do a debate. It's just,
yeah, it's amazing.
Dumb.
Yeah.
I just can't believe it.
And they never have somebody like a Sean Hannity. Not that I like Sean that much, but, you know, let's have somebody like Tucker Carlson.
Yeah.
Or Alex Jones.
Or each candidate gets to submit a list of who, you know, potential, you know, moderators for two, you know, each debate.
Yeah.
Let's say you, instead of having an odd number of debates, you have two or four, and each gets two or one.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And they just draw from a hat.
Yeah.
Let's just do it that way.
Yeah.
And just, okay, let's random. Let's say you get four picks, and this time, you know, you flip a coin, you get to pick, we get to pick from your hat.
Right.
Next time we get to pick from your hat.
Right.
And just take turns, do four debates, each one gets a turn.
But that would be fair.
Well.
We can't have that.
Well, you know, it's not that, that Democrats are ignorant. It's just that there's so much they know that's not true. Yeah. What you gonna do? So they get, what do you think about, what do you think about this?
COVID?
Well, do we want to talk about COVID?
I don't know. That new strain.
Oh, it's the new strain. Have you heard the latest about the new strain?
Tell me. I probably have.
Well, it's coming to get you this summer. Just when you thought it was safe to go back outside without a mask on. You know, I watched that.
We're all going to die.
I watched that movie the first time it came out in the theater.
Right.
And when did it come out? 70-something?
Oh, it was like 74, 2, something like that.
Yeah, because, you know, I was like 11 or 12 years
old.
Oh,
yeah, I know, right. Yeah.
I was scared to go in the bathroom.
Oh, I know. I know.
And I loved swimming. And I was like, I would look around in a pool. Like, is there anything in here?
I know. The worst part for that movie, I was in the same boat.
So yeah,
no pun intended. But
we're gonna need a bigger boat.
Yeah, that's right. the worst part for me that really freaked me out was when I forget the actor's name, but he was the guy that the captain of the boat.
Yeah.
And he was losing it at the end there.
Yeah.
But man, when he slid down into that, right into that shark's mouth, and I was like, oh my gosh, that was like, yeah, it's just too much for my 11-year-old brain. That really freaked me out.
I had to turn away a couple times. There was a couple times it was just got, because the music itself was like,
yeah,
you know, it was enough to cause tension. They knew what they were doing with that stuff back then. But it was it's amazing.
Maybe they were young Democrats.
It could be. They were manipulation. Well, actually, who was it that made that movie?
I don't know.
Was it Spielberg?
Oh, was it? I don't remember.
I can't remember.
Well,
who it was.
I don't know.
But whoever it was, they were good at that stuff. I mean, they know Lucas and all those guys are. So yeah, that. So COVID too. So we hear all of a sudden that the new strain is in the country.
Right.
And now we find out
the ninja strain.
It wasn't here.
Oh yeah, it wasn't here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how does that happen? How do you think it's here and then all of a sudden it's not?
I don't know. We're all gonna die.
Because I was wondering how they were doing the testing. Because does the test show which one it is?
Yeah.
I thought it was just a positive negative thing.
Who knows?
It just blows my mind that they're.
We should contact the Fauci.
Well, Mr. Fauci would know. He can tell by looking up your nose. He can say, oh, yeah, there's a COVID right there.
Just wear a mask.
Couple of COVIDs I see up there. I put it up your nose right there.
Just wear
a mask. You'll be fine. Wait, don't wear a mask. Just wash your hands. Wait. Just wash your mask and then don't. Just cut off your hands. And then, no, cut off your head. I don't know. It's like something different every day. Because
that's right.
This is the world we're living in.
No doubt. There's definitely another dimension on that, dude.
You're traveling through another dimension.
It's just the thing, the other irony about the left and the media is that We really are going there, aren't we?
Sunday morning.
Yeah. Nancy, come out
She's
of it.
Right there in another dimension.
Now you made me forget where I was going to go.
I've done my job.
Yes. The other maddening thing about how the media treats all this is that, so, you know, California, specifically LA, the last 2 days they've set record numbers of cases in California.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they've also got, like, Michigan, one of the most restrictive policies, and literally you're going to get hauled off to jail almost if you don't wear a mask.
Right. Yeah.
So what is it, guys? Come on. I mean, is it working or not? Because why are cases surging?
Yeah.
In California, of all places.
Yeah. Yeah. The lockdowns. Oh, even the CDC has come out and said the lockdowns didn't do any good, and it's. Or they're not as effective as it, you know.
Yeah.
When you go to such measures to do the kind of damage you're doing to the economy and to people's lives, and then you find out that it's only 2 or 3% effective.
Yeah.
That's just not good enough. And you know, look at, was it Idaho or Dakota?
South Dakota.
Governor
Kristi Noem
basically didn't shut down.
Yeah. She basically gave him a finger.
Yeah. And they've come through this very well.
Yeah.
So, and even Florida.
Right.
Florida has a little bit higher population than New York does. Mm-hmm. They've done very well. Now, you have to wonder, though, is some of that because, okay, it's sunnier in Florida, it's warmer there, the different climate, does that make a difference? I mean, there's a lot of other variables factors there.
Yeah.
People spend a lot more time outside.
Yeah.
A lot of some of their stores and stuff are a lot more open-air stores, mm-hmm. a lot of strip malls, rather than things being enclosed. So, does that make a difference? Of course, and then you've got the issue of everybody needs to stay inside, and then they found that that's where it actually is easier to transmit the thing because you've got more containment there. So there's just a lot of questions that I think that we just don't – they talk about the science. It's like science is still being kind of
– Figured
discovered.
Out.
Yeah. It just hasn't been figured out that well. And of course, you got Anthony Fauci. But it's
we need to give China a call and tell them to let us know what they know.
Well, we went over there. I guess they sent a delegation over to talk to about the origins and what it's all about, and they have shut it down.
No COVID here.
No COVID. Go away. No, we don't want to talk to you. Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. And of course, there's some other virologists out there besides Anthony Fauci who actually know what they're. They don't just walk around and be like a play one on TV kind of guy.
Yeah.
They've said. Looking at the genetics of this thing because of the genetic code that's there,
mm-hmm.
there's no way this thing was natural.
Oh, yeah. No, they knew that months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was manufactured, definitely manufactured, some kind of an accident. Either some kind of an accident got it out, or they knew what they were doing when it escaped.
Right.
And, of course, what are the odds that we put all this pressure on China and crack down on the issues mm-hmm. that are going on with this trade deficit?
Mm-hmm.
They start messing with their finance. And the next thing you know, a virus.
Yeah.
How
convenient.
Convenient.
Yeah, well, for the Democrat Party.
And for the one, one country that's had the where this thing started in China. It started in China. For the one country that it started in, they're at the best economically in the whole world that have come through this the most with the most economic.
Doesn't Hunter have some ties to China, too?
Hunter who?
Oh, right.
Call
Epstein Island. That's where he's at.
He has nothing to do with anything. You know, he's just out there in the ethosphere somewhere.
Right.
He's a Russian bot.
That's all been debunked.
That's all been debunked. It's all misinformation from the right.
Yeah, those right-wing conspiracy people.
Yeah.
Crazy. where do you go?
So let's talk about, speaking about conspiracies.
Well, here's what I was going to say about that, too, though. What's really interesting is if you want to talk about a conspiracy theory. So, China, a year ago, we get news of this crazy virus. But and clearly, that was the excuse used for this past 2020 election for the mail-in ballots and blah, blah, blah. But they started changing their election laws 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Hmm. What's up with that?
That's one. That's a good question.
I'm sure it's just a coincidence.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. Yeah, that wasn't planned.
No.
Yeah.
Well. Where's my tinfoil hat?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm not... Sometimes you get really... You just got to ask those questions.
Yeah.
You know, because it's weird.
Yeah.
You know?
Sometimes circumstances, just coincidences aren't coincidences.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's... and it's... And that's, I think that's where, and I know Dinesh D'Souza just said he's going to start a new podcast and he's going to talk about, he's saying it's going to be D'Souza Unleashed, basically, because or Unchained, I think he said, because he's just going to let it go and let it, you know, let it fly. And
good for him.
I think that's the one thing, I think that people are discovering, podcasts are the one place, like what we're doing here, mm-hmm. you can still get away with it.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
So, yeah, pretty much.
I thought I was just talking into Mike for fun.
Time to go over and entertain Kevin again. I don't want him going off the deep end. Sits over there in that padded room all day.
Where are you going, hon? I gotta go over to
Kevin's.
Yeah,
I got a mission project. He's my ministry project.
Is he ever gonna get better?
Yeah.
I don't know. Ask his wife.
Sure, I take my meds. Make sure. So yeah,
we're all going to be doing meds here soon.
That's for sure.
Something to try and wipe out the conservative mindset.
But it's just a matter of time before they start. You know, once they get everything else nailed down, they're going to start coming
out with
podcasts.
That's part of the vaccine. What? Something anti-conservative in it.
The vaccine?
Yeah,
I bet it does.
Yeah,
yeah.
Talk about conspiracy theories.
There's a lot of people talking about how it has a chip in it.
Right.
And that swab thing has a chip on it that they put up by your brain.
Oh, yeah. Right.
All kinds of ideas like that. And people believe that stuff. It's, but.
Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, wait. What was that?
That was one of those Nancy glitches.
Yeah, a Nancy glitch. Good morning. So, that's interesting stuff. I mean, it's. It makes me kind of wonder, too. We're talking about conspiracy stuff. What about this Italian thing? What this Italy thing? What do you think about all that stuff?
I don't know. I mean, you know, it was at first when I heard it from you first. When I looked into it, it was okay. And you know, we saw some pictures there, and like we were saying, hard to verify. You know, like when they were taken, blah blah blah. But then a couple other people picked it up. You know, Sidney Powell talked a lot about it on Parler before, of course, Parler got shut down. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Because it leads into something like a bigger picture that nobody has really talked at all about. Of course, you know, unless it's still, if indeed the Insurrection Act is still on the table for Trump, which a lot of people believe it is, you know. And I don't know. That's kind of out there too, you know.
Yeah, and that you know, like we've talked about this, but it's like, kind of like the whole thing about going after Nancy. Does he have anybody to actually enact it?
Right,
because he can't go around himself and arrest everybody. So is anybody going to obey his orders
right.
at this point? That's going to be. I mean, if he has undeniable, irrefutable truth. Now, here's something that's really, this is one of the parts of this conspiracy theory thing. Mm. Everybody's talking about how make sure you got your phone readjusted so you can get the emergency broadcast system.
Oh, right.
Because Apple was coming out with an update. Now, they did mess with my phone because there were things I had on my phone that they changed. They changed my news, I never used to get news reports from the news app on the Apple app thing.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, I started getting all these news alerts. And I looked at my emergency broadcast thing, and it was shut off. Now I have automatic updates shut off on my phone.
Huh.
So I don't know what happened there because I have a certain app on there that they have to. It's for aviation, and I have to verify that the new update, especially the iOS system and all my apps and stuff, I just can't allow it to happen. So I have to go in and manually do all my updates.
Mm.
Well, this today, I'm driving in my car.
Uh-oh.
And one of these PSAs come on, the first part of it comes on, and all of a sudden, This is an announcement from the emergency broadcast system. Deet, deet, and it does the whole beeping thing, you know.
This
it does
is on the radio or
this
on,
is on
your
the
phone?
Radio? On
okay.
the radio.
Okay, I didn't, yeah.
And then all of a sudden it shuts off. It didn't go through the whole thing. And the ad came back.
Creepy.
It was like it was cut off in the middle of it. And then it came back on again at the very end.
Ooh.
Somebody's screwing with him. It's like, what just happened there?
That is kind of weird.
Because that's not supposed to
what
happen.
What time did that happen?
It would have been right around 1 or 1:30.
Really?
1 o'clock, 12 o'clock. Let's see, what time?
I didn't know. It
was a little after 12. It was between 12 and 1.
So, that's interesting. Well, I don't know when, because I listen to over the computer, like Rush on the computer, but or like the app, but...
That wouldn't have come across the app.
I was wondering if it wouldn't come across that.
If you listen to it on the computer or the app, you get different commercials
and different
stuff happening. But
that's what I was wondering. Okay.
Yeah. And it was it must have been closer to 1 o'clock, I think. But yeah, it was weird. It was just a weird thing
because I've never heard of
that. That usually interrupts everything and you don't get anything else.
Right.
And so, yeah, I don't understand what happened there, but it was a bizarre. And I paid attention to it because of all the stuff that's been going on. I was oh, here we go. You know, but it was a test, so they wouldn't have said it was a test. They would have said this is an announcement from the emergency broadcast system. But for those of you who don't know what we're talking about,
that is kind of tinfoily.
Yeah, there's all this stuff out there that's about how this is all going to go into play, and the only way that the president actually has to get directly to the people is to talk through the EBS system, and that the FCC has to have that open and it can't be uncontrolled.
Mm-hmm.
The media doesn't control it. Nobody else controls it. It actually comes through the radio system.
Well, unless Nancy talks to the joint chiefs about it. Yeah.
She can just go over there and have a chat with them about what she's going to. And that's just amazing. That she did that and that they did. They should have arrested her on the spot for doing that.
So I wonder. And they never said anything on the radio. The guys.
No.
Nothing.
Nope.
Wow.
Yeah, it was I've never heard that happen before.
So what do you think? So what do you think it was?
I think yeah. Well,
what difference at this point does it make?
That's what it was. It was Hillary in there messing with, she had a screwdriver, she was in the thing there, she's messing with that. But for when Nancy has a screwdriver, that's a whole different story.
Maybe
it comes in a glass. But Hillary has a cloth. She would have been there with a cloth.
Maybe they caught her on radar or something.
Yeah,
flying around.
She needs a broom made
There's
out of fiberglass.
Unidentified flying object heading into Washington, D.C. Great.
At this point, does it make?
Yeah.
You don't really hear anything from her now.
She's been pretty quiet lately. She has a place in the cabinet. Didn't she get some kind of a position now?
Are you kidding
me?
No,
I'm pretty sure she's got some kind of thing she's going to be doing. Yeah, she's in charge of something. I can't remember what it was, but they talked.
How could she be happy with that?
They haven't actually assigned it yet, but it's
she
just
will
been,
never. No, I can't picture her doing
she,
that.
She, but they've been. They said that she was being considered for a position in the administration.
No, that's all. Wordplay. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure it was.
She's got way too much pride.
Direct bodyguard to the president, I think.
Yeah. There's no way on earth she'll ever take, because she was Secretary of State.
Yeah.
You know, she's not going to take a cabinet position.
No, she won't. Probably won't.
Nah.
No. Who knows what she'll do?
Not unless she gets a good beeline on.
She would have to have a straight line to the presidency so she could knock everybody off to get there.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So now, what's it going to be like with Kamala? Kami. As a president, what's that gonna be like?
I'm gonna be doing, like we said, a lot of puking. So I don't know.
I can't stand the fact she talks through her nose. I really, because I'm doing vocal stuff all the time.
It's my turn to talk now.
Yeah, it's my turn.
Can I talk?
she has a voice that is really annoying to me.
Well, that's why she didn't make it through the first primary.
And the way she says her P's and her P, because she talks through her nose. So when she says her P's, if she says anything with a P in it, it pops out through her nose. It pops out through her nose. And that drives me up a wall.
More than normal?
more than normal. I'm usually up a wall about halfway. I'm almost all the way up the wall when she's talking. I'm on the ceiling. And it's a cathedral ceiling.
Yeah, I don't know. Because I've been thinking about that. If our worst fears are realized and Joe takes the presidency, and although I heard somebody talking today, it's going to be a virtual presidency.
Yeah.
Everything's going to be virtual because that's he's going to be in his basement.
He'll be in basement all the time. Yeah.
But we all know Kami's going to, they're going to usher her in there pretty fast.
Yeah.
And I've been thinking about that. Like I think I said it the other day, you know, if I can survive 8 years of Obama, I should be able to survive this. But like we were talking, you know, in the era of BO, there was still some semblance of we're going to do things by the book, so to speak. You know, they didn't. And I understand they still push their socialist. But so now we have, healthcare, abortion gone wild, gay marriage, you know, everything that he basically said he was never going to do. Although he's pretty clear about the healthcare thing. That was an issue. But so what are they going to do next? And then I think it goes back to like what we were saying, you know, it's our First and Second Amendment that's going to be, and we see it happening now, you know what they're doing.
Yeah, it's already there. Yeah.
So that kind of like really raises the bar as far as like, can I live through it? You know, and I don't know. It's not going to be easy.
And on top of it, they have the muscle of big tech and everything that's going on with that. So right. and the media, which I think was just coming into its own back mm-hmm. when he was in the process. You know, from 2008, it wasn't as influential. And we had the media, which was still pretty much in the tank for him, but they were still fairly careful. It wasn't crazy wild like it is now.
Right.
And they kind of have shown themselves more now, I guess.
Yeah, they went from not having to do a darn thing except, you know, ask him about what kind of underwear he wears or ice cream he eats to, you know, virulent attacks on the president every day of his whole, you know, so it's like a flip. So the media is going to be pretty quiet, I would think, you know, because Uncle Joe, and they're going to do everything just to make everything look good and spin it and, you know, just like normal.
They'll keep going after Trump even after. It's still going to
be. Well, everything's going to be his fault.
Yeah, everything's going to be his fault, and they're going to try to get him in jail before the end of the year, I'm pretty sure.
But what I'm kind of interested in is we're still seeing rioting now by Antifa.
But they're not covering that either.
So if that doesn't go away, I mean, if Portland is, I don't know if there's anything left to burn in Portland or, you know, some of these cities.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going to happen there. You know, Brock's going to have to get his magic wand out.
Yeah.
And,
magic wand? What's he got? Some kind of magic wand?
He's going to go away.
Going to make it go away? Well, look at that. He's got a magic wand. Yeah.
So I don't know. What do you think? What do you think?
Well, I think with the way they're going to change the Supreme Court.
Yeah, that scares me.
The fact that they have the majority in the Senate, it won't matter whether Trump wins or not. It's unless they can change the Senate now, they're going to continue to impeach him, even if he gets into office. Now, I don't know if anybody's thought about this or not. Doesn't matter whether they can flip this election up on the 19th. If he gets into office again, how is that going to change the Senate? Because the first thing they're going to do the day one is impeach him again.
It'll protect the Supreme Court.
I guess it's still two-thirds, though, right?
Yeah. Well, he has to nominate the judges for the Supreme Court.
And he's got a VP who will probably be Pompeo.
Technically, the Republicans will control the Senate.
Because they have one.
It's 50-50,
It's 50-50 plus the VP. If they have enough actual senators who will go along with him.
Yeah.
Because I'm concerned. I'm even concerned on this one.
We need to have some sock parties.
That would be good.
You know what a sock party is?
Oh, yeah. I know what a sock party is.
Put a bar of soap in a sock.
Yeah. Only I use I use a metal bar to wash myself with, so I'll just put that in the sock. Or maybe a couple rolls of coins. Just use that. Or a bike lock. Yeah, I use coins to wash off with. That's what I use. So that's my soap. I'll use it. But yeah, it's I think that they've got so much I keep getting back to this picture I've always had. This was back in the 90s. I heard this guy talking about it. And he said, you know, the thing about socialism is it seems beautiful to some people.
Right.
Because everybody's got the same. Everybody does the same. Everybody to each, to, you know, according to his own, all that stuff, you know, whatever. And his ability and his own, all that junk.
Yeah.
It all sounds beautiful on paper.
Yeah.
And they put this necklace on you.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a noose. And every time they kind of tighten it up a little bit, they're like, oh, let me adjust that for you. Let me help you. Let me help you with that. Until it finally gets to the point where you can't get it off your head.
Right.
And then they, once they know they're there, it comes cinching down like a, you know, it's like, yonk,
right.
Kind of thing.
Can you do that again?
Yonk.
There you go.
I've been practicing that all day. I've been looking for an opportunity to use it. I almost hurt my throat. But it's, they do that kind of thing. And so now I think we're at that point. I think they're at that point where they know they've got us. And all they have to do is cinch that thing down.
Yeah.
If they can get the gun control thing done. And again, I think that's not going to happen overnight. They're not going to say, everybody's guns have to be turned in. It's going to be a little bit here, a little bit there. They're going to whittle away at it.
Step one will definitely have to be the Supreme Court. And if they manage that.
Yeah. Then
then it's going to be scary.
Yeah. Because they're going to have enough guys. If they have 24 people in the Supreme Court, which is what they're talking about.
Yeah.
They're going to have enough on there to say the Second Amendment doesn't apply to personal citizens. It's only for a well-regulated militia, and that's the National Guard.
How do you feel about that, John? Are you glad
thanks, John. Thanks,
glad
John.
You didn't take up that Texas court case?
Yeah.
Wow.
We don't want to get involved in the election. We don't want to get involved in any election.
Moron.
And that was, and even Lindsey was talking about that in one of his speech then. And he was saying, oh, well, not one case. They didn't take one case. I'm like, yeah, because they don't want to get involved in an election.
Right.
They don't feel like election law is their thing. It had nothing to do with the evidence.
Mm-hmm.
And he just kept going on about how there's no evidence. He won fair and square. We need to transfer the power.
Oh, my gosh.
Joe Biden won the election fair and square.
Did he say he won it fair? Did he really use those words?
And what was funny was, Biden, I think he was down in Georgia, someplace he was campaigning, and he said, I'm sure we're going to get more than our fair share of the votes. Listen to what he just said.
Yeah.
More than our fair share. In other words, it's an unfair share. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
It's kind of a Freudian slip kind of thing, but it's like, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he was also on tape saying they had the best fraud machine ever.
Yeah, so. He said that too. Yeah, but I know what he meant. I mean, I understand he meant that they had an anti-fraud thing, but he actually said that kind of like, I think you meant that.
Yeah, right.
I think he knew what he was, because he knows what he thinks. He's also running for Senate.
This is one of the most secure elections we've ever had.
Most secure election ever. Yeah, a day after the election. Nope, nothing to see here. Nope.
Yep.
That just blows my mind. If Trump would have won, they would have gone off. They would have had another turn, they call it, insurance policy.
Right.
They would have had another one of those to pull out. Well, now we can tell the Russians did it again. Oh, here we go. And they hacked the election. Oh.
Spent 2 years on Mueller and Mueller. I can never say his name
Mueller.
Right. And
he turned out to be a real winner, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
He never spoke during that entire time, which brings me back to Durham. Maybe Durham is a babbling idiot too. I don't know. You never know. He might just be sitting in a corner drooling somewhere.
I don't know.
The guy. Yeah, I only see that one picture of the guy.
Right, he's like
Mister.
Like he's constipated. So.
Yeah.
I've got to call in to Jerry for some figure out what his secret is.
Anybody see Nadler anywhere? I could use a little Nadler.
I don't mean a Swalwell. I mean a Nadler.
I need a Nadler. Whatever he's using, it seemed to work for him. I need to do that because I'm a little plugged up here. What's that? Is that my phone?
It's the CIA. Is that the
phone out there? Probably is. Yeah, we're in trouble now. They're descending on the building.
All right. It's
helicopters.
I'm leaving. Yeah.
He's got to go. He's got a thing. Yeah. So I guess we're... Yeah. Oh, look at that. There's a somebody's calling in, but that's not the phone here. That's not. That's a different phone. That's a.
They really are looking for you.
Yeah, that's the phone I use for all of my junk. People call junk mail stuff. They call that number. People want to sell me something.
It's probably the Republican Party looking for a donation.
Probably writing a donation. We're estimating we're going to be broke by the end of the year. And,
yeah, that ain't happening anymore for me.
No, it's not happening.
Knuckleheads.
Too bad for them. So, I mean, what are they going to do with my money? They can get my vote. They can do whatever they can to get my vote. And it doesn't. They can spend as much money as they want to.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to change my vote. So, do something. Do something.
Yeah.
To get my vote.
Right.
Not just spend money on ads.
Yeah. Act like Trump. How about that?
Yeah. That'd be. Yeah. Actually do something that you say you're going to do. That would work.
There you go.
Great. But yeah. So tomorrow, actually, there's a special report I want to do. A special podcast. I was thinking about doing today. I still might get that in yet today. It's going to be about a 30-minute long one. It's all about my commentary on. I'm going to play Lindsay's speech and I'm going to put my commentary into it. I've kind of got that ready to go. But I may or may not do that tonight. I may just do that tomorrow morning.
Remember to take your medication before you do that.
Yeah, I need about a half a gallon of Valium. And I'll still probably be really worked up. I'll be in a coma, and I'll start playing that speech, and I'll come out of it and yelling. Yeah. So that's. I think I might just do that tomorrow morning. So that special report, so to speak, will come out unless something wild happens between now and tomorrow that I have to just talk about tomorrow morning. My morning mash, I call it the morning mash. And it should only be about 20 minutes long, but it's always been an hour. I start talking, and next thing I know, it just keeps going. So, yeah, so I'll and there's no laughing. It's just me talking.
Yeah.
It's
like,
there's nothing. It's scary. So, so you'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah.
And probably producing the show around the same time. 3:30-ish, 4:00, something like that, probably.
As long as we still have access to the internet.
Yeah, as long as we can still get on the internet. Which we actually don't need the internet just to record them. So we can just record them and we can start passing out cassettes all over the county.
There you go.
There's a cassette tape.
What the heck's that? Well, weirdo, get away from
me. A cassette player. Could you pass that on to your neighbor then when you get done? At that rate, this podcast is getting kind of popular. Yeah. It's actually, we're getting a lot of people listening.
It's kind of scary.
Subscribing and sharing. I don't know if they're sharing or not, but they are subscribing. So that's kind of cool. That's kind of fun. Yeah, it's kind of scary, actually. I didn't think anybody's going to listen to this. But yeah, we can, I do, and I appreciate that. So if you do hear the show, or if you get a chance to subscribe, that's helpful. But pass it on. Share it on Parler.
When they're back.
And supposedly, I guess Parler's got some kind of a deal now. They got something going on.
Oh.
They may get that thing back up and running quicker than they thought.
Cool.
The problem, I think, was that AWS has a lot of systems within their server. It wasn't just where they put their program on the server. It was a lot of systems within it that they were using that now is not available anymore. Mm-hmm. So they're going to have a hard time rebuilding all that.
Yeah.
So and Gab went through all this a while back, I guess. That's why they have their own servers. But now they've increased. I think last night alone, they took on 600,000 new members.
Oh, wow.
So this is going to be a crazy time for all the stuff that's going on. And they're going to try to eliminate Gab as well. They're going to, because now you.
Well, net neutrality.
Net neutrality. And
that's another scary thing.
Yeah. And so just the whole regulation of DNS number, like their domain service, just registering a domain name. They're going after the people who are doing that and saying, you've got to eliminate these people.
Amazing.
You know, Airbnbs. Anybody who went out to DC, who rented an Airbnb, who went out there, basically, they have record of staying at a hotel. Some of the hotels are saying, we're not going to take you anymore.
Oh my gosh.
That's how ridiculous this has gotten.
Wow. That is over the top.
Yeah, it's over the top spooky stuff. I mean, they can start controlling your bank account.
Thought we lived in America.
I don't think so anymore.
Sounds like 1940s Germany.
It is. It's a lot of it is just like 1930s Germany.
Well, that's what
it's prior. So much of the stuff is happening. Like you read, like the quote you read yesterday from Hitler.
Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff. And the Reichstag thing, that whole thing is history repeats itself. It goes around in circles, and it's we're coming around again.
Yep.
So there you go. Yay. Real excited about that. So we got that going for us.
On
that hopeful note, we're going to, now that we got you all happy, return to your basement immediately.
<That's right. laughs>
Take a month's worth of food with you. Yeah.
Jeez.
Hey, we'll see what happens, I guess, in the next week or two.
We will.
There's not much we can do other than talk about it.
Yeah,
so,
laugh about it.
Yeah, talk and laugh about it. So it's, and that's the thing. I think people get really worked up sometimes about some things, and you don't realize, like, just like the whole thing with Italy. It's like, I can't change it by agreeing or disagreeing with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to say, okay, I'll just wait and see.
Yep.
I mean, what else am I supposed to do?
Right.
I can be ready to do whatever I need to do, to step in to do whatever I need to do, but I'm not going to do something that's, I'm not going to create some kind of problem here, mm-hmm. and go crazy. And I'm afraid that, they're already talking like the FBI, if you can believe anything they say, they're saying that they are expecting some kind of an insurrection of an armed attack of some kind on Capitol Hill on the 20th.
Oh, brother.
And that's why they want like 30,000 National Guard there.
Right, okay. Whatever. Yeah.
So what's weird about that, of course, that brings up a whole other conspiracy.
Like all those armed people that were on Capitol Hill?
Yeah, all the ones that had all the guns.
Yeah.
Went in. That's kind of the same kind of thing, too, with the whole the conspiracy that's going on now, is that the president signed the Emergency Act.
Mm-hmm.
They want to declare an emergency before it even happened. That's the mayor came out and basically said, we want them to declare a national emergency prior to the thing. It's like, mm-hmm. how do you do that? How do you... based on what?
Yeah.
Because some people got into the Capitol. So, but that's what they're going to do. Now, of course, part of that conspiracy is, well, the president wants this because it's part of his trick. They're playing into his plan. Now he's going to have all of his forces there, all of his troops there, so he can arrest everybody.
You know, I'm kind of glad that they think that highly of Trump, that he's that smart.
Yeah, it is.
And I'm not saying he's not.
No,
I'm just saying.
No, but it's just, at least they...
It does belay... what they really think.
Yes.
About him.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's interesting that they go there, but it's, of course, all this stuff was all, it's going to happen on this date or that date, you know, and then this stuff never comes to pass. So, but what gets me is that people will get upset and flip out because of certain things, because they've heard all this stuff.
Right.
And their reaction to that when it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Is concerning too. So that's a big issue, but we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, we'll be here for you. You don't know where we are, but we'll be here for you. So if you need us, sorry. We're over here. Can't tell you where we are.
We often don't know where we're at.
We're over here boiling potatoes. That's pretty much... Rick must have a lot of potatoes because they've been boiling them a lot of potatoes lately. So tomorrow morning, I'll be producing the show again about 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And anybody can call in or text in before that at 875. I almost said 875. That's probably, got that carpet guy in. 988-2300 Empire. They don't spy sponsors, by the way. It's 574-742-6748. You can text that number, 574-742. How do you do? 6748. Don't be late. Don't be a loser. It's the number. Text that number. Let us know what you think, and we might read your text on the. Actually on the show.
There you go.
Or if you call in and leave a message, we might play your message on the show.
Mm.
Wouldn't that be exciting?
Yeah.
Or if you call in during the show, we'll put you on the show.
Yeah.
And I'll walk out and take a break. You can just have the show. You just take over. So, yep, that's the way it's going to happen. And that's the way it's going. So, this is Tuesday. What is this, January 12th?
Mm-hmm.
That's the show. That's all you got.
Sweet.
We're all done with that. I guess, unless there's something else that pops in our head before we close this thing down. We were almost done, and then 10 minutes ago,
we started talking,
about it. I guess I started talking again. Rick's just been sitting over there laughing at me.
Nothing abnormal.
Yeah, that's typical. So sometimes he just sits at home, he thinks about me, and just starts laughing. Thanks again once again for listening to us and putting up with this crazy mess we call the News According to Me. So we're just going to start dancing out of here, I guess, with this music. God bless everybody. Have a good night, and keep praying for our nation and our president and everything that's going on. The music's getting so loud, I can't say anything anymore. See ya. Bye.